Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't call it luck when you tell me that you saw in film that there's an offensive lineman that you look at that has struggled to stay upright on field goal protection throughout the last 4 weeks. And so you see that and you say, okay, how can we take advantage of that? And you have a pass block, or excuse me, a field goal block call that you used also in the Super Bowl that led to the extra point being missed by Moody, I believe, against the 49ers. Yep. The fact that that was a call you used again and you overloaded that side because you knew there was a player that was already struggling, that's not, I call that preparation. I call that execution, yep, not necessarily luck. Are they
low percentage execution? Low percentage, it's like the Hail Mary with Aaron Rodgers. It's not luck when he completes them all the time. It's something about the way he throws the ball, right? There's an advantage in it. The way that they do those low percentage plays, he still hits them at a low percentage, but at a higher percentage gold than any other person in the league. That's what matters. You know what the biggest surprise for me one of the biggest surprises of the game was theirs? Were you guys shocked to see Trent McDuffie getting cooked?
Of course I was surprised.
That was, I mean, that was like weird, right?
Yeah.
Cortland Sutton was making Trent McDuffie look bad.
Yeah, he had a rough day.
He beat him like five times.
Hadn't seen that in his career. Yeah, that's the first time. Sutton had six catches for 70 yards.
Bad footing? Advantage of him? Just a bad day?
Well, I think it might be a bad day, but also how many other... How big is Cortland Sutton? Not that Trent McDuffie can't cover other guys, but how often has he gone up against a guy who's 6'4", like 220, you know, big guy?
Yeah, he's got good size. I will say, though, with McDuffie, the height thing has been used against him his entire football career, going back to college as well, and obviously he's been able to play at an extremely high level, top three corner in the league. And so I hear you, 6'4", maybe, but like, I don't think it's so much the height.
He's like 220. Cortland Sutton's a tank. He's like DK.
I know, but he was just beating him out of the break. Yeah. You know, like some of those was not going up like and, physical.
Yeah, he wasn't going up and mossing him. Like, you know, that's not what it was.
He was just beating him at the point of attack. Look, this is the easy one versus like what we were talking about with Kingsley earlier. I'll just chalk this up to a bad day at the office. I was surprised by it because I've never seen Trent McDuffie have a bad day at the office, as far as I can tell, in his 2.5 years of being in Kansas City. But like, he just had a bad day at the office. He got beat by a wide receiver pretty consistently. Do I hope other teams take this as a chance to continue to attack Trent McDuffie? Go for it. Go nuts. Because then that first career interception's coming eventually if you actually start throwing at him. I do not think it's an accident that we spent 8 weeks cold watching teams completely avoid Trent McDuffie. This probably boils down to like the young quarterback don't know any better, right? Like, whatever. Not as complete as anyone because Cortland Sutton was winning and winning and winning. Looks like the smart decision to attack Trent McDuffie. Good for Bo Nix for being aggressive enough to keep attacking Trent McDuffie. Do I think this means anything? No, he's been one of the league's best corners all year. It's hard to play corner in the NFL. This is his worst game of his career, arguably. And he gave up, what, 5 for 80 and a touchdown?
Yeah, if my number one corner is having the worst game of his career and it's only 60, 70, 80 yards and the opponent only scored 14, I think it's not the stat of Marcus Cooper
when Peyton Manning was pointing at him.
Yeah, in a game in which you say it was his worst game, they still only gave up 14 points. Let's not kid ourselves. The defense still was pretty damn good yesterday.
I do want to, along the lines of the defense, a question for you guys. Is there any level of, because I know the theme of the last year and a half has been the defense always gets the stop when they need to most. Last week, Baker goes down the field, scores a touchdown. Special teams is the one that saved the day. Otherwise, the defense, again, let them go down the field a little bit to get into that chip shot field goal range. Is there any concern, whether they're out on the field too much? It's not even the McDuffie thing. It's just they've... The second half Spags shutdown lockdown defense has been good, but not late in the end of the game where you need that drive. They haven't been able to deliver the last 2 weeks.
The final drive is the more concerning thing. Because if you look at it in totality,
yeah, they give up.
They don't have serious problem giving 14 points. Yeah, but yeah. Or it would have been 17 had the kick gone in, right? But when you look at the final drive, sure. I think, but like also.
They gave up 0 points in the second half, guys.
Yeah.
Like, no, I know, but I'm
zero
saying.
0 points in the second half.
I know, but I'm saying if they would have won the game, the defense would have been the reason that they lost the game because they gave up that drive.
But I also wouldn't have been mad at the defense. It would have been more because Butker put him at the 40-yard line.
That's where I was going with it. We've seen it the last 2 weeks. If they do lose both of those games, the defense gives up those drives late. Yeah, is that a concern potentially going forward that you look at?
I'll give up 17 every day, 100% of the time. You want to just lock me in and the Chiefs only give up 17 points every game for the rest of the year? I'll lock it in. Lock it in. Fine with me. That's about what they're giving up, by the way, on the season. They currently sit at still the fifth lowest points against in the NFL. The Broncos are fourth because the 16 they gave up to the Chiefs was still below their season average. Right now, here are the team's defenses, top five in the league. The Chargers, of all teams, because remember how bad on defense they've been the last 5 years?
Harbaugh is a much better coach.
Under a defensive-minded coach? Yeah, because they don't make mistakes.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.